This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. I'm just really excited. I'm seeing Skrillex tonight. What's going on, guys? What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, David Hatfield.
I wasn't sure what was happening. I didn't know what was happening, man.
Land of a thousand intros.
With me this week is Greg Miller.
What's up,
and David? Brian Altano. And then you got you guys.
Hi.
Let's get that energy up, boys.
Yeah!
It's time for Scoop!
Anthony is Anthony's tired. Anthony's been away for a few days.
He's all tuckered out from going to a resort. Oh my god!
I didn't say it was hard. I'm just tired because I didn't sleep much.
I went on Call of Duty vacation.
I will say so without giving away where it was that I can't sleep in hotels by myself.
Uh-huh.
Especially on a bed where it's not against a wall. To where it's like open on the feet and the sides.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up pulling off the bedspread and all the pillows, and I made a pillow fort? I made a bed in a corner against the wall. I didn't sleep in the bed.
You're like a gorilla. Like a little baby gorilla.
Why didn't you just crawl in bed with Tina?
Well, I told her, can I come sleep on your floor? And she was like, can't you just leave a light on? And I was like, fuck, I didn't want to text her back and be like, all the lights already are on. I just slept in.
So, is it a scared thing or just like?
Yeah, it's a scared thing.
Okay.
It doesn't happen when I'm with other people, though.
What about like? So but you alone
sleep
now?
Yeah, you sleep every night alone.
But like, I have my home. Bed against the wall, and I sleep against the wall with is a knife like next some kind to me.
And he's a cat.
So this is like a scared thing, like a burglar breaking in.
No, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
With totally bad, irrational.
Do you sleep in the fetal position?
No. Like in a but ball? I sleep on my side, facing out to the room.
Was it particularly bad after Paranormal Activity 3?
Yeah.
How's that sitting with you, Greg?
It's horrible. It's a horrible movie.
It's not even that necessarily the movie's good. It's just the thinking about shit like that bothers me.
The more I think about it, the movie was not very good. There were some frightening images in there. I thought, that came back to me a couple nights. But that was the only thing. The movie's not very good.
But there's frightening moments that just make me think about things, and then I freak myself out.
They do too many prequels, man.
Like that's why
I don't care about that movie.
The backstory of Paranormal Activity, when we got to there.
Back when they had shitty cameras, like what are they going to do? Fucking courtroom sketches.
That's why
next?
I don't actually mind sharing a room with people when we go to events and stuff because then I sleep well.
See, I don't mind sharing rooms with people because it's always an adventure. I get to sleep alone every night, but now we're like it's like a sleepover. We get to talk shit about all the other people from IGN there that we don't like.
As long as they don't snore, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. I snore. Yeah. Which is why when I was in Gamescom, I slept in the bathtub while Colin slept in his bed.
Well, Colin's got a hair trigger. Damon and I get along fine when we room because mm-hmm. I usually snore?
Maybe
baby snores
15% of the time.
Yeah, and like it just breathing heavy gets Colin. So he said I was a borderline snorer, and that was enough. He was having trouble in New York. No.
Anyway, it is
blab.
All
blab. Blab, blab. I'm Brad Miller. I can't roll my R's.
It's the Halloween weekend.
It is. I like that. That's about good. There.
We're having a party here in that. Well, we are having an IGN party somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. In an undisclosed location.
Secrets.
Me and my girlfriend are going to be a pair from Sin City. I'm going to be Clive Owen's character. I don't know what his name is. And she's
Are you guys going as black and white characters?
Well, I'm not painting my face, but my clothing is all.
So the only color, be like a gray man.
The only color in that movie is red, and I have red Converse, and she has a red bra that she's wearing with just a kimono over. She's being the Asian assassin girl, Miho, right. I believe her name is.
Awesome,
it's gonna be good. What is everyone else's costumes?
I hope I don't look at your girlfriend inappropriately. That sounds really nice.
It's Halloween, man.
Yeah, it's actually permitted on Halloween.
Yeah,
okay. So it's fine. And now, Brian Altano, I'm gonna tell the listeners what you've been thinking of dressing up as, and then they're going to bombard you with support, and I don't think there's any way that you can back down.
I'm going as Seth Finkelstein.
Yes. Otherwise known as Jewish Brian Altano.
Jewish Brian Altano.
Oh, man.
I will be dressed as a full-on rabbi.
I should bring my cousin.
I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm going to do to my girlfriend. Should I just throw a sheet over her?
I would.
With a hole in it?
Jesus.
If I was going to dress up my cousin, I'd put him in, like, a shirt that says, like, World's Best Grandpa, and then, like, a thing that says, like, Class of 2005, you know, because he never went to high school, but he just goes and buys whatever hats he can find.
Yeah. You could put a cardboard Home Depot behind him.
Exactly, or just a sign that says Trabajo.
You should just come as your cousin.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually had people comment to me on Twitter in Spanish, and I think they called me racist, but I don't understand Spanish enough, so I'll have to have my cousin translate.
Anytime people ask me, no matter what I do now, they're like, oh, you know, you gotta go be Jewish Brian Altano again. I don't care if it gets you fired, it's worth it.
Yeah.
That's a big gamble, sir.
It'll be hilarious.
I don't know if I feel like rolling those dice.
Yeah. And Greg, your costume.
Last year, you remember, I went as Black Lantern or Greg, mm-hmm. where a Black Lantern ring had reanimated mm-hmm. my corpse. This year, I'm going pre that in being a Green Lantern, Greg. Mm-hmm. So, not super exciting, but nerdy for me.
So you're going as a Green Lantern?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not trying to be like Guy Gardner or Kyle Rayner. I'm being Greg Miller. What my costume would be? It was just a Green Lantern T-shirt.
I wanted to go as a commander from Star Trek, but I couldn't find anyone to dress up with me for my away team.
Listeners, if any of you have any great video game related costumes, we would love to see them. Send your photos to gamescoop@ign.com, and we will either appreciate or mock them.
No girls, though.
No, what? No, that's the opposite.
We got our first little information on the follow-up to Limbo.
Oh, my God.
From developer Playdead. You know, I don't know if you guys know this.
Limbo. It's called High Jump.
Limbo's a really good game.
Yep. I know that. I love it.
One of my favorite games of this generation. It has been... The follow-up is not Limbo 2. It has been in production for over a year, which makes sense because Limbo came out a year ago. It will look very different from Limbo and be in color.
Oh my God, they're changing everything we love, Damon!
One of the developers at Playdead, Dino Patti, he says, it's more 3D than you would think.
Okay.
Kind of a confusing.
How does
the top down? How far the top down?
Anthony, how 3D do you think it would be?
I don't even know. See, this guy's foreign, right? Okay, something got lost in translation there.
He says, "I think it looks crazy good. I'm really proud of it already."
All right. Well, you should. You're working on it. I mean,
at least he's even if he's not if English isn't his first language, he's got our slang down pretty well. We do say crazy good. He says,
"I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great." Blah, blah.
It's going to be mad fat, busy town.
Please, can we get busy town?
Sure. Oh man, it's getting busy town in here. No one will ever say that. That will never catch on.
We can keep that going.
I'm pretty
that
sure.
That can be. You know, Anthony, you're always looking for a catchphrase. You can get it on every.
I'm not looking for catchphrase.
Oh, yeah,
you guys
busy
are looking
town.
For me.
You need one.
I'm pretty sure the IGN Halloween party is going to be busy town.
It's going to be busy town.
He says the next project is more crazy than Limbo. If you say that was crazy, it's more weird in many ways.
Mm. All right. More weird in many ways.
But they don't want to reveal the game until they're almost ready to release it. He just says, our production time is long. We don't want to tire people out. I hate when big publishers show something 1 or 2 years before the launch. I want to have an announcement 1 month before, maybe 2 weeks before or something.
Jesus, 2 weeks before?
Yeah, that's what he said.
No way.
If they find a publisher, I'm sure the publisher will be like, well.
Well, we're going to get out there a little bit ahead of that.
And finally, they're hoping for a multi-platform launch.
Mm-hmm.
It started on, it was a 360 exclusive for
a year.
For a long time. Well, it was on PC also eventually. But then
right. Well, but yeah, it
finally came to PS3. PS3. Yeah, yeah.
What do you think the game's going to be about?
Abortions. They said it's going to be even darker or something than before, so I'm just thinking it's like crazy. It's going to be a more 3D abortion scene.
Yeah.
I think it'll be you're a spider. And you're, spider. You're on these little. There's
tell,
all the,
tell the tale from the spider's
all,
point of view.
There's all these little globes, and you're on them, and you're. It's
what are you
it's
talking
moving
about?
Like, really, it's moving really fast.
What
stick
are you
with me. Stick
about?
With me. What do you mean? I'm giving you the game. And then you're on the little globes, and you're a spider, and there's enemies in between the globes you have to fight, and then get to the next globe, and next globe. And it's going really, really fast. It's like super fast. And then they're going to zoom out, and it's going to turn out it was all dust floating through a keyhole.
Greg, you would be so awesome at pot.
At pot?
Like, if that was your thing, it was just like, hey, I'm gonna make up
did
some
did you
games.
Really just come up with that out of nowhere?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He did. That's amazing. He needs his own show where he just does that.
We've talked about this before, the way Greg Miller's mind works.
Mm-hmm.
There's a black hole, and he reaches into it, mm-hmm. and whatever he pulls out, that's what he says to you.
What do I look like when I reach into it? Am I a little kid in my head reaching in?
Your eyes actually roll into the back of your skull.
Well, that's what he does when he dances. When he hears a song that he likes, he's like...
All of your fingertips turn into question marks. Reach into a bag.
There was some speculation that the Wii U might be out before next summer. That was untrue.
Yeah.
Nintendo told us last night... Wii U in final form will be revealed at E3
yes.
2012. It's final form.
I can't wait
like
to
it's
see.
An end boss that yeah. has multiple forms you have to battle
it's
through.
Voltron.
Yeah. Really hope they have a trailer for Batman Arkham City because I'm holding out. I don't want to play that until the Wii U version comes.
Think that'll be the definitive
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Don't you want the Bat Vision to be a big square yep. you hold up to your TV?
Whenever I need detective mode, yeah.
Or you answer the phone, like yeah. put it next to your ear. Robin.
Nintendo's president Satoru Iwata said, as we learned a bitter lesson with the launch of the Nintendo 3DS, we are trying to take every possible measure so that the Wii U will have a successful launch.
Translation. Game systems need some games.
We're trying to find some games before yeah. we...
It would be nice to have a game or two with this thing. We tried
we're working
the
really hard
where we had none.
We're working
time.
Really hard on the re-release of Majora's Mask for Wii U.
Oh, all your problems are solved.
Don't
also, Nintendo Dogs Plus Cats now has birds. Take that, kids.
Mm. What's the matter, Anthony?
Nothing. The Wii is just it's going to be a huge disaster.
Is it?
Mark my words.
Why? Okay. We'll have Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 in stores this fall.
What? We're being really mean. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not sorry. Nintendo should just give up.
What do you want them to do? I love Nintendo. I'm going to buy the Wii U the day it comes out.
Start being a game publisher, not a game system maker.
That's never going to happen.
It will happen, guaranteed.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's take it to the bank, that's Greg Miller's lock of the year. Yeah. It's my shoe-in. That's everything, all right?
That's every year someone's like, oh, Nintendo's going to go third party, and Mario and Halo are going to get married. It never happens.
I'm not saying but, right now. I'm not saying next year.
Happens.
I'm saying it's going to happen.
Never
they just
happens.
Took a huge loss.
What's the timeline? 5 years?
In the next decade.
In the next decade. Okay.
I think maybe they put out... here's the thing, everybody. You think we're being mean. We're not being that mean. We're making a lot of jokes because we're having a lot of fun.
Hey, that's it, yeah.
The fact of the matter is, no, I am not personally excited for the Wii U, and I don't get it. And I've played that one game, Chase Me, which is really fun, but it's not going to be fun enough next E3 when I see it again in final form or whatever. So it sounds like
final
they're
form.
Setting up a very... Not unimpressive debut for this thing.
They lost a lot of goodwill with the 3DS and the Wii.
Exactly, and now their profits
Zelda
are down. I say they're going to get
Kirby
this out,
and
if it doesn't turn the corner, if it doesn't hit, blah, 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 then I would think their next system would be their last system. Maybe they get
the
one
after the Wii U.
I'm going off of pretty much Sega's model.
Mm.
Saturn, oh no, crap. Oh, and here's the Dreamcast, oh crap.
So you get two failed consoles before you back out of the hardware market.
Is before you're gone forever.
Yeah, yeah, because that's what the
Sega
Wii U
Saturn.
Was a huge commercial success.
Yeah, so you're saying Saturn and Dreamcast.
And then you put out Wii U. If it doesn't get adopted and it fails, then they'll finally go, crap, we need to be cutting edge, we need to be ahead of the game. Here's a fat, you know, internet, one that has the internet that works, one that has this, one has graphics that are comparable to the 720 and the PS5.
But we're talking that would be like 10 years from now.
Yeah.
So, well, it could be a ways off.
Yeah. Maybe even, yeah,
Xbox
we'll see.
720 10 years from now, huh?
Well, no, but I'm saying in Nintendog years.
So that's actually not an entirely controversial statement that Greg Miller's making, because he has the rest of his life for, yeah. for Nintendo to maybe
check
go.
Back in 10 years yeah. as Greg Miller, the world's saddest 40-year-old video game journalist.
Greg, how can people get a real Batman Arkham City cover if they got the collector's edition?
You go to IGN.com. And you, well, you actually, honestly,
is it awful? The collector's edition is awful.
There's no case. It's one of those games where you buy it and you come with a little statue and you open it up and there's an art book with the disc in the back. And I said, that's dumb. I want to put my disc on the shelf.
That's almost like a punishment. Like, I mean,
totally. DC Universe Online did it too. I know Uncharted's putting it into a steel case, which is different because then it still fits in your shelf. Mm-hmm. But all the same, I want all my games lined up, and I especially want continuity and sequels. So on IGN, we put up some custom covers for both 360 and PS3 versions. You could print off and then put in, you know,
who made
you open
the covers?
Up whatever. Our art guys, not, you know, I don't know. I think it was Mike Cruz. Big ups, Mike. And then, anyways, but just Google, yeah, get a real Arkham City cover.
It's Tyroot.
IGN. Tyroot doesn't. If it was Tyroot, it would just be Muscle Milk cartons. That's all it is.
DC Universe Online goes free to play next week.
I can't believe it.
Wow.
Late October, early November, whatever.
what is it, November 1st?
I actually didn't write it. Goldfarb wrote it for me.
Let me search for a date
down.
Here.
Yeah.
He hit it.
Yeah. Yeah. He wants you to read the whole article. Anyways, yeah, DC Universe finally going free to play.
This should be a lesson to everyone. Don't make an
November
MMO
1st.
And then not make it free to play to start.
Yeah, well, it looks
every
like
every other MMO in like the last 2 years has gone free to play.
Now, here's one of the most refreshing things about the DC Universe Online guys. When I interviewed them about when they announced it was going free to play, I was like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they said, you know, this was our plan all along, but it was one of those things where it turned out this was an expensive game to make and we had to pay in the beginning. So I thought that was like, oh, well, thanks for being honest, at least, that, you know, this had to happen or whatever. Anthony doesn't make Anthony happy.
I don't think that's true. I bet you that if they'd had enough subscribers, they would have never made it free to play. But they were hopeful, and then when the big franchise of comic book crossover didn't happen, they were like, ah, shit, everyone else is making money off free to play. Let's do that too.
Yeah, there's something to be said to that, probably. We'll see. Damon's all set to pick it up now.
Old Republic.
I've been waiting for this.
Star Wars Old Republic is exciting.
That will be a free to play game in a year, I bet too. So mark my words.
Lots of words.
Lots of words are being marked in this game. See, what number are we at?
What is that? 223.
I'm
feeling especially prophetic.
What does that statement literally mean, mark my words?
It was an invention from the highlighter company. It's totally not true.
It's because back in the day, every person used to have a stenographer with them at all times. Mark my words, 1220.
That would be really expensive to just have a pocket stenographer with you everywhere.
I was under the impression that when Mrs. Twain died, Mark mm-hmm. Twain scooped up all her papers and said, I'm going to publish these under my name. And she went, Mark,
what? And he said, No. These quotes will all be me. Quotable, notable me.
And he jumped on that raft. And he was going, and he looked like Colonel Sanders in that white suit.
I want to drink tea and play bridge with you guys in like 60
years. I would like to point out that
all these jokes will still be really funny.
I'd like to point out that there's an episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation.
No way.
Where they go back in time, and Mark Twain figures out that they're from the future.
Yeah.
Travels to the future and decides to live in the future on the Enterprise.
Well, that's awesome. Do they let him stay?
Yeah, they let him stay because he's made aware they can't just send him back.
That's crazy you said that, because I wanted to talk about the episode of Dennis the Menace where they have the frog races and there's, I forget the girl's name.
The cartoon.
Okay. This is the cartoon. And they had frog races and Mark Twain's there, but they don't know he's Mark Twain because it's the Mark Twain frog racing festival or whatever. And Mark Twain whispers to his frog before the frog gets to run. And then his frog wins, and Dennis is like, well, what did you tell him? He said, I told him if he won, I'd let him go. It might have just been if you race as hard as you wanted to, I'd let you go. I don't know. But the frog won, and then he let him go, and then he kind of disappeared. He was a ghost talking to Dennis the Menace and the girl with the glasses and the red hair.
Utterly. When did Mark Twain become a pan-dimensional traveler?
I don't know, Star Trek.
When they ran out of script ideas.
Oh, yeah, clearly. There's definitely some Star Trek episodes that like,
the guy came in the writer's room and was like, all right, guys, this is it. We're getting Mark Twain on board the Enterprise.
Same with you. That's a cool sounding episode. I'd watch that. It's kind of like when in
that
Lois...
That might be the only episode I've ever watched.
Do you remember in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, when H.G. Wells had a real time machine?
No,
he was a reoccurring character for a while there. He kept coming back.
That would be annoying.
Anyways. Yes.
Greg, you reviewed the Fruit Ninja on Kinect.
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which is, it's okay, it's decent.
I don't remember what I gave it. I remember not being happy with it.
Yeah.
Not like mad at it. But it wasn't fun to play all the time.
But if someone had a chance to get it for free.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
They'd go for it, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Because I've got 10 free codes.
No, you do not!
For Fruit Ninja on Kinect. And I actually have, this is for the full package. There's been 2 DLC packs released for it. This is going to get you the DLC packs, too.
It's going to get you the chicks, too, or the guys, depending on who you are. You're at the bar, you're like, yeah. It's closing time. You're like, you don't want to say you want to come
home. Back in my house, I've got this Fruit Ninja Kinect game, you know.
And she's like, I have that on my phone. You're like, shut up, get
the phone. But now you are the controller. That's what you're saying.
Now you can chop the fruit.
What do you say we go back on and we turn on that episode of Star Trek? Why? Where Mark Twain gets on the Enterprise, plays for Fruit Ninja Connect 2, take a bubble bath.
So listeners, if you want...
Slide that in there. There you go. Plus a bubble bath. And a bird.
6 in the morning.
I've got 10 of these codes to give away, listeners. If you want one, email me, gamescoop@IGN.com, put Fruit Ninja in the subject line.
And tell us your favorite Mark Twain quote.
No, that's not even really necessary.
Can they tell us their favorite fruit?
How about
they can? They can.
An instant win is defined on YouTube, the Dennis the Menace cartoon. I want to see this again. Send me that clip. It's got to be there. Everything's on YouTube.
Yes, anyway, gamescoop@IGN.com. Fruit Ninja in the subject line. I've got 10 codes to give away.
One Mark Twain, Dennis the Menace episode.
I want to give a big shout out, thank you to John Jameson, who was kind enough to share a code for the Catwoman DLC in Batman Arkham City with me.
What a nice guy.
That was great. He also has something he would like to say, but I feel like it's something that Greg should say for me. Like, I don't know that I could really do it justice there. It's down at the bottom there. What John Jameson wants to say.
Okay. This is in John Jameson. Also, I would just like to say, Skyrim, fuck yeah! That is all.
Fuck yeah, indeed, John Jameson. That's in the office.
I know we're embargoed.
Our own Raging Canadian is playing it right now. He's probably beat it by now.
He got it. He finished the work he had to do for the day, and he rode his bike home.
Yeah.
I wanted to sing alongside with him while he was like, it's like, I'm going to play some Skyrim. He got on his bicycle and just escaped like he was flying.
Run, Charles, run as fast as you can.
Run home and
that's exactly. As he was riding home, he's like stealing bread from the bread merchant as he rides by.
What if we never saw him again? Charles rode off on his bike and we never saw him again.
I pictured the front doors of IGN just burst open and he would just fly into the clouds. Just gone forever. Descending.
He's in a better place. Let's check in with the listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Hi, listeners.
This is John Abraham.
Good name.
Greg, he's got a question for you.
Oh, okay.
I'm just wondering if you've got any news on the upcoming PlayStation Vita title, Uncharted Golden Abyss, and if it will have a multiplayer mode.
We have tons of news on Uncharted Golden Abyss. You can check it out at IGN.com. You put in a little search box, Uncharted colon, and then as soon as you do that, wait a second, and it'll put Golden Abyss under that. If you start to write golden, it'll stop. You know, wait till you get to the end of that
word.
Wait
a minute.
And then then if you let it sit, it'll shine. Yes.
Do you mean this?
Yeah. As far as multiplayer, there's no multiplayer confirmed or denied yet. It's by Sony Bend, which, here's a gut reaction, I would tell you, no, there won't be a multiplayer. However, it's by Sony Bend, who did the Siphon Filters and their last game, Resistance Retribution, which actually had a really nice online suite, especially for a PSP game where you had clans and online infrastructure and all the stuff that you don't normally see on PSP. So, possible. Hold your breath.
We're talking more Uncharted stuff.
Okay.
This is Alan. And I'm afraid you're not going to like the subject line.
Oh, you're a biased fanboy. I've played the Subway beta, and I can tell you this game does not deserve a 10. One.
Subject line, Greg Miller failed me.
Oh, here we go. I've said it before, Brian. Listening to me while you have sex is not a contraceptive. Get it? Because he thought he's like.
I thought if I listened to Greg, if I plowed my girlfriend,
she
would get pregnant.
Let's hear Alan.
And now she's got 12 babies in there. It's a litter of Brian's.
Let's hear Alan out.
Oh, Alan! It's a litter of Alan.
I was like, how did I get up in that womb?
I know. I thought you turned this around to Brian.
I'm at 12 Greg babies up in a womb.
What if that's what happened? If when you had sex with someone, you listened to a podcast I was on. It changed your DNA, like made from Lava Ryan.
And 12 little Brian's.
It put out your DNA into
Like, like Bebe's kids just roam around?
Bebe's kids! Oh my god!
Just roam around saying brap at the theme park.
Oh my god, this is the best episode of GameCube we've done in quite a while.
We should do episodes this delirious, this late in the
week. Yeah, exactly. You can tell we're not on a normal game. We were recording in the afternoon, which always has mixed results. Yeah.
Anthony's dead. He hasn't said a word, but sighed intently.
He's got his head in his hands. I love his t-shirt, though. He's wearing this USG Ishimura t-shirt that I'm really jealous of.
That's from that the t-shirt people Scott Lowe works with sometimes.
Yeah. Until they get a cease and desist.
Man, it's the air ray of sunshine.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Alan.
Yeah. Greg Miller failed me.
Yeah. I'm writing this because I feel hurt by Mr. Miller. I recently read your review of Uncharted 3 a few times over. I did this because I was unsure by it. At first read, it seemed like normal run-of-the-mill review of Greg, talking up all the good things he likes. Then I see the score of a 10. Shocked! As I was almost casted it to pure fanboy love. I'm reading in his own broken
English. Yeah, you're doing well.
I let a day go by, feeling like I was too harsh, and decided to read it again. Then again.
I would love to just see the montage of the day going by.
He's just sitting there, like...
He's sitting in a park, feeding ducks, just thinking about the tents.
Then it finally hit me. For the first time in the years I've read Miller reviews, I was hurt, saddened, and felt betrayed. I love this site, and I love the reviews that come from it. I'm not going to say the game deserves any type of score. I have not played it, nor am I dying to play it.
Then what the
What hurt me the most was in what Greg said in the review. Everything is just perfect. There is no objectivity. It just reads as if Greg was so wrapped up in the love of Uncharted that he forgot he was reviewing the game. In your recent review of Batman, you start off by pointing out things the game did wrong by you, and that they... And that they outweigh all the things it does correct. That is what I want to hear. That is what I like most about your reviews. Hearing what a game you love and enjoy has faults. Please tell me some of the things you found that were not right with this game. I know it's not perfect. I want to hear those imperfections.
A 10 is not a perfect score.
Mm-hmm.
A 10 does not mean the game is flawless.
I remember that at IGN, our written reviews and our video your reviews go hand in hand to make a full picture.
A review is not objective ever. It's always subjective.
Of course.
I know.
My video review is a top level look at the game, right? Where it's a little bit more not down in the sand where I'm talking to you about like what Drake is and what Sully is and blah, blah, blah. So the biggest complaint I have about that game is in the video review, and all I say is there's a couple battles towards the end of the game where it's like, you know, it's you're dying. And you're like, crap. You gotta take people out in like a certain order, and that's it. And like I wrote the VO before I wrote my written review, so I say that in the VO, and then by the time I get to the written review, it's like that's gameplay. That's how Uncharted always plays. I don't know if I can really fault it for that's how it does it. That's how it brings that in.
Mm.
So that's not the point. And also, there's, you know, luckily we live in a world where there are dozens of reviews out there. So if I didn't hit on something, you don't have to worry about it. I did not fail you, however.
Why do people get mad at good reviews?
I don't get mad at everything.
I know people get mad at bad reviews, but why do people get mad at 10s?
Regardless of whatever the score was, whatever is a good or bad review, why is this guy hurt, saddened, and
Saturn.
Betrayed? Like, why is he taking your review so personally?
I don't know.
It's not even a game he's particularly excited about, he says. I don't understand that.
I'm guessing down the... Maybe he was a big Batman fan, and he felt I was very critical of that, and I wasn't critical of Uncharted.
But you loved Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the problem? You loved both these games.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
People like to complain. I don't know. I mean, it's Alan, and I thank him for reading. You know.
And Alan, to his credit, he does say he's a big fan, and he says...
And he listens to GameScoop, obviously.
He says, I've converted 4 friends to listening to this podcast. It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside, and we really appreciate that.
Dear 4 friends, punch Alan in the stomach.
Well, maybe just give him a slug bug in the arm or something.
Remember,
tell him to lighten up.
These are all just opinions. If you've agreed with me on other games, you're going to really agree with me on this one, probably.
God, Alan sounds like the type of guy that, like, you look at his girlfriend and he's like, what, you want to fuck my girlfriend? Like, just take a chill pill.
Whoa! Where did that come from, man?
I'm just saying, he feels so hurt and betrayed.
A little fireball today.
He feels so hurt and betrayed by Greg's review. I'm trying to imagine what else must make him feel like he's been hurt or wronged by someone.
But he wouldn't say anything to people. He would just walk through the park and feed the ducks. Yeah.
I sneezed and stared at the clouds until it turned into Greg's Uncharted review.
A perfect 10 cloud.
Oh, my heart.
Continuing with the Uncharted questions.
Sure.
This is Michael in Seattle.
Hey, Michael in Seattle.
I dig the show and the energy that all of you bring to the game's news.
Yeah!
A thought came to mind when I heard that one of you had reviewed the new Uncharted multiplayer a week early. When a game journalist reviews the multiplayer portion of a game before the general public has access to it, who is the journalist playing against and with? Are there people working for the games industry whose job it is to play the multiplayer portion of games with reviewers?
It's interesting the voice you're putting on. At first, the voice I think fit, and then at the end I'm like, well, okay, hold on.
He's, oh, sorry.
He's asking an honest question. Am I
started kind of broy.
Am I slipping out of character? Yeah,
he got smarter by the second.
No, I mean, I think actually, when you want to talk about it, Uncharted is probably, in the grand scheme of things, games I played at least, the best pre-release review of a multiplayer game you could imagine, because the Subway beta is in fact the final version.
You didn't review the multiplayer before it came. I guess, and he's saying that
he had the whole review was a week early.
Exactly.
So commonly, like for Killzone, for instance, I reviewed that with the multiplayer the day it came out, or even before. That was way before Killzone came out, and that was based off of multiplayer sessions with other journalists and people from Sony filling in for all the slots, making sure we have full games.
We just recently did it with Battlefield.
Yeah, like, exactly. For games, they set up times as PR people and then with journalists and developers and everybody else so you get on and use the servers and test them, blah, blah. Yeah. However, the difference here with Uncharted is the Subway stuff is the final multiplayer. That's what, outside of cooperative, which you can't do through Subway, and no, just outside of cooperative, I reviewed multiplayer through Subway. That's where the review documentation says play there. I'm a level 23 or 5 now.
I was going to say, you probably put in more multiplayer time prior to the review for that game than we put in for a lot of games, because you had such a good access to it.
Yeah, because everybody has access to it. So, I mean, I was playing against you, sir. That's who I reviewed it against.
This is Singing Pigs.
Oh, I like Singing Pigs. Yeah, he's a longtime IGN fan there, my IGN. Follow him on Singing Pigs on my IGN.
Good friend of ours. He says, I have a confession to make. Mm-hmm. I didn't like Uncharted 2.
Okay.
Of course, I love the presentation, the character animation, and all those action movie as a video game set pieces that make the game what it is, but I couldn't get over how incredibly repetitive the gameplay was. Climb, shoot, rinse, repeat. By the end of the game, the presentation couldn't excuse the gameplay anymore. I just wanted it to be over. My question is, do you think I would find the gameplay in Uncharted 3 any more compelling?
All right.
Or is it likely I would walk away? Anthony has no patience for these guys today.
Because there's a little something that someone clued me into at one point. It was actually Peter Eichmann's. He said it best, which is that every game, if you distill it down, is repetitive, no matter what. Mario, you go through every level and you jump on things and collect things, and then it ends. Like, you can always distill it down to be super repetitive. It's the games that hide it from you the best. Zelda, you go through a bunch of dungeons and fight a boss over and over again and then save a princess at the end.
Tetris.
You throw down some blocks until you die.
Call of Duty.
You go through levels and you shoot guys until you see a slow motion part at the end.
Well, it's... So, okay, yeah, that's a good point. Sure. Repetition isn't necessarily a bad thing, because a lot of the
games hide it from you.
A lot of games I can think of Peggle.
Yeah.
Think of, I love Puzzle Quest.
Plants vs. Zombies, you do the same thing over and over again.
The Disgaea games. I love just level grinding in Disgaea, and I'm doing the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But it's fun. It is repetitive, but still fun.
You don't ever think about it's repetitive because you're having so much fun.
Yeah.
And for Uncharted, it does that for me because the cutscenes and everything break it up to such a nice degree.
I thought the pacing in Uncharted 2 was awesome. Yeah. I love the way they just kind of like...
That's what makes it hard to tell him if it's going to be better, because I think he's an outlier, right? Most people loved Uncharted 2, so it's really hard to say. I think this does a great job of it. Like I said, my whole reason I think Uncharted 3 is so good is because I thought it was unexpected.
Yeah,
I was let down by Uncharted 2 being the reviewer of Uncharted 1.
Uncharted 2 definitely is like, remember all the things we did in 1?
Yep.
Well, we're going to jump along those same talking points.
Exactly, that was my
and
problem.
3 definitely has a different pace.
Exactly, I played 2 and I was like, oh, this guy's going to betray us. And then where's Supernatural? There's Supernatural. You know, I mean, like I felt beat for beat, I knew what Uncharted was going to do, which took me out of the experience and made me not like it as much. Whereas this one, I think from the start, when they start on a melee focus and they show how much they've learned as far as framing and making something cinematic, and then chapter 2, which is completely off the wall, and then as you get way down the line, there's
Stop
so
it.
Many
Stop.
I know well
Stop.
No but I haven't written for anybody yet, and I'm not going to do that yet.
That being said, if he didn't
You're
like 2
me. You gave me a copy yesterday and it's
yeah
still
why haven't you played it?
Because I've been swamped.
Whatever,
it's still sealed, so okay. I'm going to rip it open tonight. I'm going to
yeah last night I'm sure you had a really long evening drinking at your house.
I didn't. I actually started drinking at 6 last night at a Need for Speed event.
Oh, good for you.
Which is interesting. Fun game. It was. I've never seen a dude eat a burrito so fast in my entire life.
A dude?
There was a guy there who ate a burrito in probably 3.6 seconds.
I would like to see Anthony.
Yeah, I want to meet this person and walk up to him beating my chest.
Batman Arkham City, I think, is an example of a game that actually has a lot of variety in the gameplay, and that maybe I could have used even more repetition in, because my favorite part of those games is when you have a room, and there's a bunch of guys in it, and you have to take them all out.
Yeah,
you
know? Figure out a way to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I love doing.
Yeah.
And I wish I had more of that to do.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you probably do that in the challenge maps, too. But like,
exactly.
It's just in the story mode, like, that's what I want to do over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. Okay. But anyway.
But yeah.
Anyway, hard to say Singing Pigs. I mean, Uncharted 3 is great. So but, I'm lukewarm on it.
But for him, I would say he should like try it before he buys it, just because he sounds like he's not particularly into it.
Yeah. Well, what's he going to try though? He's going to try a part that either has shooting, climbing, or running.
Well,
in
if
it.
He starts in the beginning, that'll be different.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
This is Sam.
Hi Sam.
Hi Sam.
He says, "Does anyone else's hands get sweaty playing games?"
Of course.
Yeah.
I usually have to play holding the controller with a microfiber cloth or paper towel.
Oh wow, you got a problem.
Or play with. Or play with a cloth resting on my lap and pause every 15 to 20 minutes to wipe my hands off.
Dude.
Does anyone else deal with this? Anyone have a suggestion to deal with it other than holding the controller on a cloth?
I do have a suggestion. They made controllers with fans on them.
Yeah, with air conditioning
third-party controllers, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I don't even want to imagine what this guy's hands are like when he's doing things that require more focus.
Like what?
They're fucking probably like water fountains.
Yeah, can you loosen his grip maybe? Get some air circulating through there? I mean, once in a while, I'll, you know, yeah, maybe, like, but it's not like,
yeah, it's
not like this.
Not a chronic problem.
Yeah. It happens to me when I'm up somewhere really high in a game for some reason. I get like
really,
I'm not really afraid of heights, but in the video game, I'm like, oh fuck, okay. Oh, fuck.
You can. They also make those like biker gloves, right? Like not like motorbike, but like
you're saying you should get some
bikes.
Fingerless gloves.
Yeah,
yeah. Be a badass, bro.
Yeah,
and put a fan on. You know, open a window. get a cool ice.
Hand sweat though. Wow, that's
that is hardcore. That's upsetting.
This is Kenneth Rodriguez. Says, I just want to know who is reviewing Saints Row 3 and when can we expect it? Kenneth, I will be reviewing that and at the latest November 15th when the game is out. Maybe a day or two early. We'll see. Luke Kingsbury.
Ooh.
With the recent news that
Kingsbury.
I am alive.
Exactly. That's exactly what I think he sounded
Luke
like.
Luke Kingsbury.
He needs to get famous and have a segment on a radio show and they call it Kingsbury Rules. And he's like, let me tell you about the parking here.
No, he needs to be
in
famous.
In Colorado.
He needs to be famous so he can become a king named King Kingsbury and rule the land.
Whatever happened to
it's
Frankenberry?
Like,
y'all.
No, stop, stop.
What do you mean? It's
stop.
On shelves right now.
Is it? They still make it?
Yeah. They only make it during Halloween.
Oh, they only make Frankenberry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they made that year round. It's Booberry that they only
Booberry
make during Halloween.
And Frankenberry are seasonal items.
So Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
All the time.
Count Chocula you can find in most places. Some places. He's still hard to find. But his seasonal friends are only in October. And don't even ask about Yummy Mummy and Fruit Brute because those guys had years ago. They're gone.
I just can't believe when I was a kid, Frankenberry you could get year-round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't support it enough.
I guess not.
I used to like Batman cereal. I stopped eating it. It went away.
There's a secret.
Michael Keaton was on the box.
Oh, when Ralston made cereals? They're just like, oh yeah, just make a shape. Throw them in there. They made Ninja Turtle cereal. Yeah. They're like, hey kids, you know when the turtles use nets all the time? We're like, nope. Like, here's a cereal that's 90% nets. And ghosts.
Leftover from the
there's
Ghostbusters.
Ghosts and nets and the turtles? And like, we got a leftover from the Ghostbusters.
Brian, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that when you were a kid, you enjoyed one of the few Nintendo cereals that were available.
I was a cereal crackhead when I was a kid.
Wasn't there a Nintendo cereal that came in like a split box?
Yes, and it was Mario and Zelda.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I used to eat that.
They did the same thing for Nerd cereal.
Oh my
that
god.
That actually had a cereal bowl that was split down the middle, too. I'm crazy for this crap. I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And I can still see what makes Cinnamon Toast Crunch so good.
I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch until it gets soggy.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta eat it fast.
I like soggy cereal. Let's move on.
That was deep. That was.
I eat my cereal dry, right out of a cup.
What?
Yep.
Or like a rabbit?
Yeah. Like,
like a rabbit?
I take. He's got a lot of rabbits eating cups of cereal.
I'm just saying, this is like the equivalent of like, hey, Pertillo, here's your dog, Chow, and I'm going to eat mine too.
That's usually how we do it. I have a thing of shredded mini wheats. He has
Greg,
dog
you
want to
come over this weekend for a bowl of dried pasta? I won't boil. We can just crunch it. Watch some Cosby Show.
Oh man, now we're talking.
I don't think Jackie Brown feels well. She didn't eat her food all day yesterday.
Oh, my cat did that for a couple of days, and I got really scared. And then all of a sudden, she was like, "I'm over it."
Yeah, I figured she'd get over it, but
you can try canned food. Anything that smells especially fragrant. Yeah.
I went to a raw pet food store over the last weekend and got this awesome chicken jerky. It's like 4 sticks of chicken jerky.
And she went berserk for it?
Yeah, so I had it in a plastic bag on top of the fridge because I would like tear stuff off and give it to her a piece at a time. But I came home one day this week and she'd eaten into the plastic bag.
She figured
eaten
it out.
Like all four. There's like chicken strips like this big and there was four of them.
So here's a cat fact for people that have had a similar problem to what Damon's having. Is that when you feed cats something that's out of their normal diet and it's especially delicious, that they will no this is true they will then not want the regular food. They'll stop eating because they'll be like, no, this is not jerky chicken treat that's amazing. But eventually
I know what I want, goddammit, and it's not this.
Up to 4 days is the most they'll hold out.
Hmm.
That's a catch 22 though, because you want to be like, "Hey, cat, I love you."
Yeah, you want to give him a treat. Thing.
Don't die! Yeah. Don't die!
What is that?
That's you talking to the cat that won't eat.
Okay.
Why would you eat?
You really need to be on your phone right now.
Have I dropped that at all? I'm finding something to show Brian about Anthony.
Okay. Anyway, we were talking about Luke Kingsbury. Mm-hmm. Let's just call him King Kingsbury.
King Kingsbury.
Look at Anthony. That's what he used to look like.
Oh wow.
Well, now I want to see.
It's gonna get passed around.
That's great.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
That's a good look for you. You got the Brillo top on your head.
When did you look
there.
Like this?
Why is that photo being passed around?
Because I've been looking through my photos the other day, and I had seen a kitten photo of Jackie Brown. So then when he talked about Jackie Brown, I remembered that I had this photo of kitten Anthony Gaius.
Oh.
You were just a young cat back then.
Now I'm a big old fat man.
All short hair. King Kingsbury says, "With the recent news that I Am Alive is moving from a retail release to PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Arcade, do you think this will start a common interest with other publishers in the way that games don't seem to be up to scratch will just be published to PSN as downloadable titles?" So I don't think it's fair to say that's the reason, like, why I Am Alive is coming to.
We don't know.
Yeah, we still haven't seen that game.
Could be. But we don't know.
And that, I mean, I don't think it's a matter of saying, well, this game isn't turning out very well, so let's put it on XBLA.
No, it could just be that they realized that the gameplay was like really awesome, but it would only sustain like a 4-hour campaign.
Sure.
Or maybe they had like a really cool 4-hour story to tell.
Like, or maybe they ran out of resources and they're like, well, we can't really fund a full, you know, like 10-hour retail game, so let's make it, you know, a more modest effort, whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see what that game is like.
Me too.
I just want to see it.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
This is Mr. Kyle Speaker.
Hello, Mr. Speaker.
I have a bold prediction about Grand Theft Auto V that I'd like to share.
Bold predictions!
I think Microsoft will secure GTA V as a launch title for the next Xbox. With the PlayStation 3 launch to follow a few months later.
What?
That would be... That is
a bold prediction.
Yeah. Our new console that can do these amazing graphics, it'll be out, a launch title there, and then 6 months later it'll be on the PS3.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There's no textures. It's just...
No,
it's all wireframes.
I don't think. What would they do? Downres it, I guess, to be on the PS3. And by downres, it sounds really stupid because right now the PS3 is not bad.
It could be on the next PS3 also, I guess. But.
Companies don't think like 8-year-olds in a playground where they're like, I like the PS3, I like the 360. No, they want money. So they're going to put it on everything that has a pulse on the same day.
But there are exclusive games. I mean,
it's true.
Both Sony and Microsoft want to have exclusive games.
But for GTA 5?
What Brian's saying is the chances are GTA 5, if it comes out on the next 360, will probably come out on the 360 as well.
Yeah.
They'll have a 360 version because the install base is big enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be like the legacy days of the PS2.
I mean, it'll look like hot trash next to the new one.
I know, that's the thing is, I don't know if Rockstar would do that because, I mean, that's kind of like the cheap way to... I mean, it's just like nobody's going to want the cheap version of the game, you know?
They have to make a whole new engine, though, because the engine, I don't feel like they do. They've only made like 2 games with that engine so far. So.
Anyway, that's Mr. Speaker's bold
prediction.
That is a bold prediction.
He also says, along the lines of man etiquette that you have touched upon in the past, where does the Scoop Crew stand when it comes to snacking on fries or chips while waiting for the cashier to finish up your order at a fast food restaurant? I usually munch on a few while in line, but try to save some for the table.
Yeah, try to save some for the table.
Where is he talking about that you can snack on them while waiting for the cashier?
Like at McDonald's, if they brought you...
They
like,
don't do that, though.
If they brought you your fries and they're sitting there and they're like, oh, hold on, we have to go get your
Reese's he's...
cherry smoothie.
No. But
okay,
they don't...
You big whale.
They don't... they don't bring you your food, though, until after you've paid. So
but
you don't
maybe
have to
he's
wait
at like
cashier.
One of the like, he's, like maybe the, he's in college and he's doing
the
like
cafeteria.
The exactly cafeteria serving. Yeah.
Are you at the movies? They're bringing you your popcorn. You're waiting.
That
for
does happen.
Whatever.
Soda,
here's
and
the bottom line:
you start eating
is
popcorn.
If you start eating it before they pay, you're a fat slob. But so is everyone else. So whatever.
Thanks, Anthony.
Here's a couple things I don't do. I don't want to finish my popcorn before the movie starts.
No.
So I might have a couple pieces, but I try to save it until
portion it out.
Movie starts. You know? I'm also not one of those people who at the grocery store. Like, starts drinking their whatever, or opens up
neither.
Their bag of peanuts before they're up to
the
register.
The
and then they pay for it that it's already open and they're eating
it.
But
this lady was eating a bag of grapes.
Yeah,
just walking around. Then what, you go up and you pay for the stems? So they're going to bring up the stems?
I don't
what, are
do
you crazy?
I've,
what kind of crazy person are you?
I've done the thing with the drink before.
I mean, sure.
He's going to walk around the store eating an apple, go up there with an apple core, like an old trash pile? It's disgusting.
This guy has a very majestic name. This is Robert Mastenbrook.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Mastenbrook.
Of the West Virginia Mastenbrooks. Can you go over if the HD texture pack in Battlefield 3 applies to multiplayer as well as single player? Yes.
Yes.
It's for the whole game. So if you don't install it, both single player and multiplayer will look like
Anthony is
hot
falling
trash.
Asleep on his microphone. He's got his eye on it, like a pillow.
You're going to get pink eye
Who
now.
Wouldn't yeah. install the texture pack?
An idiot.
People doing it
in
space.
An idiot.
I mean, the difference is really night and day. It actually looks like when the N64 had the expansion pack, and it was perfect dark, had two people in it if you
oh,
didn't plug
yeah.
the thing into it. Oh, yeah. Good old days.
This is Joey. What's up, guys?
Oh!
Great show.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Right. I've been listening to it religiously for about a year now. I like that people think of it as a religious experience. To get down to it, I recently got Batman Arkham City, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Probably the best game this year so far. It's defiantly one of my top five games of all time. Hmm. Now, my question is, what do you think of the upcoming title, Gotham City Impostors? Have any of you guys played it yet? I know that it will be nowhere as good as the Rock City games, but I'm hoping it will still be good.
I've played it. I think it's a really dumb idea on paper. You know, you're not Batman and you're not the Joker, but you're a member of the Batmans or the Jokers, and you run around shooting people in, you know, team deathmatch, first-person shooter combat. You know, shooting isn't Batman's thing at all, so blah, blah, blah. But in playing it, it was actually kind of fun. And it's campy, and it's got like a lot of neon colors, and it's got a very cartoony vibe to it rather than anything you've seen in Arkham City or something like that.
But why would anybody play that as opposed to every other first-person?
I have no idea.
That's the thing.
I don't
it's
know
like
who
when I,
motivates anybody to make first-person shooters.
When I played it, nothing about the first-person shooter part of it stuck out to
Time
me
out
as being...
a trampoline. There's trampolines in there.
Yeah.
You hit the trampoline to jump over things.
Yeah, not
yeah.
really. No.
Well, he does get access to like a beta or something, right? Is that
yeah? If you buy the special edition of Batman Arkham City, you get a beta invite for Gotham City Impostors.
So
Arkham City is
that.
Going to make or break this thing, obviously. And people are going to go in and be like, "Oh, it's got Batman." And
yeah,
Batman.
That's more of it. I think it's just licensing of Batman.
Yeah.
This is James Hammond. He says, I don't have a gaming question, but I have a would you question.
All right.
Here we go.
Some of us at work were throwing different questions around. We stumbled upon a good one.
Mm.
For $100,000.
Uh-huh.
Already, yes.
If the GameScoop crew were on a plane, each of you was given 5 parachutes each. 4 worked, but 1 was faulty and didn't work. And you had to pick 1 and jump out. Would you do it?
Does that mean we all have to pick one, though?
So like,
we each get
for
our own
each individually, we have 5.
I thought we each have to carry 5 parachutes.
Yeah, so you're going to pick
that's
one
ridiculous.
And jump. And if
80%
there's an 80% chance that it will work and you'll get, $100,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which isn't that much money.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Would not do
no,
it.
No, I would do it. I don't think...
Could we all hold hands?
It depends if you can.
If we piggyback or something, we all hug each other, then we can share the parachutes, and no matter what...
Don't tell them ahead of time.
We can't fail.
It depends
pick
what day you catch
buddy.
Me on whether or not I do it.
Pick a buddy and jump.
I wouldn't risk my life with a 20% chance of death for $100,000.
No. I might.
You would?
Maybe.
Really?
What do
you
Maybe.
Do? What would you do with $100,000?
I don't know.
Warcraft figures.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
I don't know.
Buy another corner for your bed?
I have a dog. I'd have a dog all the time.
Have a dog?
You can get a dog for free.
You apparently have expensive tastes in dogs.
Yeah,
what do you want? What are you going to buy? A gold dog?
I want, yeah, with a gold necklace.
This is Jonathan from the Philippines.
What up?
Hey, guys. I've been a big fan of the show for many years. I wanted to write in because I've been losing sleep over this for the past few weeks.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
PC Executive Editor Charles Onyet, a.k.a. PC God, a.k.a. Mr. Slime, is commonly referred to as the Raging Canadian.
Uh-huh.
What about Miss Naomi Kyle? Isn't she from Canada, too?
Mm-hmm.
Does she get a special nickname? Or is the moniker applicable to any Canadian-born citizen?
No, there's one Raging Canadian.
Yeah, Naomi's a really sweet girl. She's not really raging about
no.
her. Nothing,
yeah, because Colin's
not really
the ball of fury.
do you mean Charles?
Oh, yeah, Charles. Yeah.
They all look alike to you, huh?
His beard is pretty
white.
Raging these days.
Yeah, his beard is off the charts.
I think he doesn't even have to say a word. He's got that beard going for him. That's raging enough to be a Canadian.
So we don't have a nickname for Naomi.
No, Naomi's like secretly Canadian. I don't think anyone realizes.
Although at her desk, I heard her on the phone speaking French the other day, and it was weirding me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it weirded me out too.
Also, she's a girl, so none of us know how to talk to her.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Come right now. Hey guys, just want to know how desirable Skyrim is to play in third person. I would prefer to see my character and use my sword in third person like Dark Souls, but can't find any lengthy video of this view. I checked with Charles. You can play the whole game in third person if you want, just like you can in Fallout.
But it's totally
awkward because
you can't exactly tell the right length, like distance your sword to the guy and stuff. Like in in Oblivion, it was totally not viable. It was like interesting to look when you're running around beautiful environments, but combat was made way more difficult. You couldn't aim either, like in the same way.
So proceed with caution, but you can play it that way if you want. One more email. This is from Christian Price.
Christian Price.
He doesn't really have.
Everybody's got a price.
He doesn't really have
Everybody's
a.
Everybody's gonna pay. Everyone's Christian.
He doesn't really have a question, but he has a rather astounding revelation. He says, okay, so the other day I was high out of my fucking brain and walking on a busy street. In retrospect, this wasn't a good idea, seeing as I couldn't walk straight. But while I was doing this, I thought, who the fuck cares about anything at all? Who cares if people think I'm a gamer or a dork? I have touched boobs. Yes, I fucking have. This is all.
Christian Price, living up to his
all
name.
All right. Yeah, look at that. He had a little revelation right there.
He's a boss.
He's right.
Yeah.
I think moments later, Christian Price was found stuck to the front of a car.
Fucking touch boobs, man.
I touched bees like floating away from Earth. I touched titties.
That's not my phone. You can keep looking.
I'm not mad
look
at you.
Look at me. Go
I'm
ahead.
Not mad.
Look at me. It's not me.
Look at me.
That's all the scoop. It's all the scoops
it's
we have.
It's Damon's phone making a noise.
Buried under all the papers. In trouble. I'm not getting anybody in trouble. I'm trying to end this podcast here.
You're under arrest, Greg.
I have the right to remain sexy.
Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you noticed, we were wrong on every Police Academy.
Oh yeah,
title.
every single one
we were wrong on.
We didn't get a single Police Academy right.
I guess that means that at the end of the day, we're better than all the people that wrote us and told us the real ones.
That's all the scoops we have for you this week. If you are out enjoying Halloween parties this weekend, make sure you're being safe and taking good care of yourselves. We love all of you.
Remember, listening to this podcast while having sex does not prevent pregnancies of Brian's.
It's true.
Little baby's kids.
If you ever want to reach us, you will find us at gamescoop@ign.com. Thank you, Anthony.
Yep.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. My name is Damon. This is IGN Gamescoop, and we're out. Come get some. Beware, I
live. IGN Gamescoop. Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.